have no idea what loss is.
You have no idea what loss is.
I reckon it's got something to do with that girl.
It's got everything to do with that little girl.
I can take care of myself.
How many close calls have we had?
Can't be any worse out there. Can it?
Every guy in this room is staring at you right now. Maybe they're staring at you. Maybe they're jealous of you.
I'm just a girl. Not a threat.
Oh, Ellie. I think they should be terrified.
Welcome to the world of The Last of Us. It's Entertainment Talks podcast for the Naughty Dog video game series and the HBO on Max and Sky Atlantic television series. I'm your host Matthew, and this is your bonus spoiler predictions episode from season 2, episode 1, called Future Days. Just to make it very, very clear up front, what the design of this episode is, it's not a spoiler review for season 2, episode 1. This is a predictions spoiler bonus podcast. So I'm going to be talking about events from the game that will take place or could take place after episode 1. So if you've not consumed The Last of Us 2's story either through watching cutscenes or playing the second game, you're going to want to listen to a different podcast. One of our other different podcasts. So at the moment, at the time of recording, my spoiler-free initial review is out for season 2, episode 1. You can either go from here and check out that one, or come back on Wednesday. It'll be Wednesday night for us in the UK, when we'll be doing our spoiler review for season 2, episode 1, but there won't be any... There might be some spoiler-free predictions, but there won't be any spoiler predictions. You've got to bear with me with this particular podcast. This is actually, I didn't really realise this until today, but I've never really done a format like this before. So just to say one more time, so if you've not experienced Last of Us Part 2, the video game, or you've not watched the cutscenes or anything like that, I'm going to be spoiling things that haven't happened in the show yet. So this is your last chance to click away from the podcast, because I wasn't sure what to title this actually. I think I called it like 201 future spoiler predictions. I think that's what I should put in the title actually, because I've published the episode and you can see that, but I haven't done that yet. So yeah, I think I'm going to put 201 future spoiler bonus predictions or something like that. So just to make it very clear. So yes, you can go and listen to my initial spoiler free review. That's just called, it's called 201 Spoiler Free Review, or come back on Wednesday. I can't link the Wednesday episode yet because we haven't recorded that yet because it's Monday. So you'll know, just subscribe to the feed, check out Entertainment Talk, and at some point on Wednesday that episode will be posted. And if you've watched season 2, episode 1, you can listen to that podcast. So you're going to want to leave now because I need to get into spoilers, big spoilers, straight away. Okay, so we had the very early introduction of Abby. I just want to say very quickly, by the way, on second watch, I enjoyed this episode way, way, way more than I did last night. I don't know what was up with me yesterday. It didn't hit me as hard as I thought it was going to on the first watch. I don't think it was the episode's fault for that. I think it was... I don't know, you know when your brain's just not reacting to something in the way that you wanted it to, or the way that you thought it would? That happened much more this time around. But I can talk about that a bit more on our main podcast on Wednesday. We got introduced to Abby very early. Now, when that scene started, I was very sort of, oh, I don't know where you're going with this one. I'm glad she didn't outright say, like, Jerry, my dad, Joel killed him, that's why I'm after Joel. I think it was just subtle enough to where it was like, okay, a bunch of our people have died, I'm after Joel. But you don't know specifically why, because she never mentions her dad, she doesn't say killed the doctor or anything like that. And I think for TV audiences, that might be just subtle enough. I mean, the thing is, when she's standing on the cliff in the game with Owen and they scouted Jackson, which is the way I always took it, that they scouted the area and they found it, or Owen actually found it, didn't he? And they hint as to, oh, do you think he's in there? Even though she doesn't say Joel's name, you can guess it's probably Joel or Tommy or somebody from our group and not some, you know, other random character. But you still don't know why. So I think it's kind of okay that you know she's after Joel, but you don't know why exactly. Because I still remember the first time, like, she starts, you know, injuring Joel in the cabin. And you're like, why the hell are you like after him? Like, who the hell are you? Why are you after him? So we know a bit more information than what we do then, but I don't think it spoils the sort of surprise. The other thing is, if you're just a TV watcher of this, and you see this playing out, and you might look at the story of The Last of Us of, like, oh, the hero always kind of survives. Some of the TV audience might be assuming, like, oh, you're going to go after Joel? Yeah, he's going to kill, like, all of you. Which, of course, we know that some of them, all but one of them, yeah, all of them end up dying, don't they? Apart from Abby. But that's through Ellie, and that's not even from Joel doing anything. So that might have thrown people through a loop with that way. So I think they just about did it correctly. I do, however, think if you played it out, if you played the information out the same way in the show, I think it works just as well. So I wouldn't have done it this way. And I did listen to the official podcast, and they talked about, like, we just wanted to give the audience some, like, early hints or whatever it was that Craig Mazin said. I think it's okay to do it this way, but I think it would have worked either way, but I wouldn't personally have chosen this, which, again, is okay. I know it's not gonna, the show's not gonna play out the exact way I think it's gonna play out, you know, from A to B to C. I have a question about the end of the episode. Now, some of you might think this question is kind of stupid, because, okay, when we meet them here in the show, they haven't met Isaac yet. Whereas Owen in the episode mentions that, oh, okay, like, because I think Mel says, doesn't she? She says, like, hey, what the hell, what are we going to do now? Because our group is gone and dead. Even though they could still sort of live at the hospital, couldn't they? I don't know. They want to find, like, a new group or something, right? And Owen mentions somebody that knows Isaac and says he can take us in. So that conversation's already happened. When we get to the end of the episode and we see Abby and the group over the cliffs, are they looking at the... Because I don't think that's the stadium that they're looking at. Although we don't know if Isaac is in the stadium yet. Because again, this is a bit like pre all that stuff kind of storytelling. Is that simply just Jackson and that's supposed to be the same thing? And I think I felt like, even as someone who's played the games, I'm supposed to guess that based on the conversation that Owen and Mel have had about, like, oh, Isaac and all this sort of stuff. Maybe I'm being kind of stupid and, like, I'm supposed to just assume, no, that's just Jackson that she's looking at. Because that doesn't necessarily mean that they would go to the stadium to meet Isaac, because Isaac could be somewhere else. I don't know, but it was very, very dark. That could be, I mean, it looks a bit small for a stadium, but again, because we were doing quite linear storytelling in this episode, which I'll touch upon more in the main podcast, I'm trying to avoid here, by the way, because again, this is a new kind of format for me, I'm trying to avoid in this podcast mentioning too much of my general episode thoughts and trying to just take what we got and do more predictions and guessing and stuff. That's what I'm trying to do here. So,
hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Koalu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Koalu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Koalu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcast and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how that's kind of going, because we know that there's, even based on the trailer, that Jackson's gonna get possibly infiltrated at some point. We have the Cordyceps thing at the end of the episode, don't we? And obviously we see like Tommy, the lookout sniper, and all that, and we can see what's it called, the explosions outside the gate and whatnot. Yeah, there's obviously all that kind of still to happen and whatnot. So we don't even necessarily know that she's going to lure him away in the same way. And obviously he can't really show any of the cabin scenes in the trailer, because that would be like leaning towards that sort of thing. So a segment within this podcast we could do is Joel Death Watch or something, right? So and this can go hopefully not too many episodes. I know there's some interesting predictions out there. Didn't think it would, but based on how we started this episode and like, hey, Joel's fixing this thing, chatting to Dina, and they're doing this run, I didn't think it would be in this episode. I feel like at the moment it could be the end of episode 2, because, okay, for the next episode, what do you need to go through? See where Abby's going to in terms of, is that Jackson or is that to meet Isaac? Unless she's met Isaac off screen and they've already had that conversation, and maybe it's a day or two or so later, that's possible. I feel like we're going to get the like, at least the infected infiltration of Jackson next week, because they're obviously set up with the cliffhanger of the Cordyceps thing. And the explosions could already be sort of set up or whatever, I don't know. Unless you do something where within the chaos of the Jackson destruction, Joel has to, okay, does it all have to line up the exact same way in terms of Joel and Tommy, they're out and about doing their thing, they come across, because they're on a supply run, aren't they, and they come across Abby, that goes all the way through to the cabin of like, okay, my friends are down at the cabin, we could go see them, all this sort of thing, and then what was it that happens after that? What's his name again? Oh my god, what's his name? Jesse. Finds Dina and Ellie that, like, after they've been smoking weed and all that. And then they then rush off in the blizzard and all that to go and find Joel. And then, of course, Ellie gets there first. She gets pinned down to the ground. Joel gets killed, etc., etc. Does that have to, for the show, does that all have to line up the exact same way? I don't know that it does. I don't know a different way that you do it, but then again, I'm not Craig Mazin or Neil Druckmann. But I feel like you have an opportunity. Depends how long the Jackson infiltration of the infected takes, how much time in the episode. Because something I did kind of notice in this episode, and again, I felt this when I always play the start of Last of Us 2, it is a not slow-paced start, but it's very much a calm before the storm. And not in a way of like, oh, I was bored or whatever, but I kept, because I kept wondering, okay, what are you going to be able to get to by the end of this first episode? And kept looking at how long was left to judge, like, okay, you're hearing the story, where could you get to in the next, you know, 20, 30 minutes? It went, they had a lot of time. I won't say it went slowly, they had a lot of time in this episode. And we got to consider, like, okay, the Jackson infiltration thing, is it going to be half an hour? Because each of these episodes look like they're going to be about an hour. Is it going to be, like, half an hour of the episode? I don't think it's maybe going to be that much. It could be 15 to 20 minutes, possibly. Okay, let's say for argument's sake, the next episode is half an hour of the Jackson infiltration with the infected, because there's going to be obviously a lot of them. I'm going to guess that's probably where the Tommy bloater fire, not Firefly, flamethrower scene's probably going to be, because there's probably going to be one that gets in. Let's say that's a full half an hour. Are you then able to get Joel and Tommy out on patrol and get all that rounded off within half an hour? I think that you can achieve both things by the end of the episode. But then I don't know, sort of, are we going to have scenes with Gail? What other new bits and pieces could be in there? Some people are still predicting episode 6 and 7, which, okay, let's say benefit of the doubt he doesn't die until episode 6 or 7. I don't understand how you do that, because my main issue with, well, not issue, my main thing with doing that or trying to do that, you're going to have to eventually by episode 4 at the latest, maybe, have Dina and Ellie out doing their Seattle day 1, 2, 3, because that's where she's actually going to go on the, you know, find and kill every last one of them, find Nora, find all the other characters that she comes across, and all those sorts of things, and that obviously has to happen after Joel has died. I just don't know how, like, if you haven't showed Joel dying yet, and you don't know why Ellie's, like, okay, there's the drift between them in this first episode, right? But how you make it come across like she's even more pissed off, because obviously Joel's just died, and her father figure's been taken away, etc., etc. How you do all of that, and, like, Joel's mysteriously off-screen, and then she's going on a revenge quest? Because the audience will be wondering, okay, Dina's with you, Jesse will be in the episode, Joel will be buried in the ground. Because you would think, even with the drift between them, if Ellie's, like, proper hell-bent and, like, boiled blood or whatever on a revenge quest, and you don't see Joel on screen saying, like, at least something, at least being in the scene and saying, like, yeah, I'll help you go on your revenge quest, I don't know how you do that. And the only way you could possibly play that off is, like, I didn't want to speak to, like, I'm still pissed at Joel, etc., etc. I didn't want to speak to him before I left on the revenge quest. But then, okay, Dina, you care about, Jesse, you care about, they're all still clearly alive, Maria's still there, Tommy's still there, they're all still alive. We won't have seen any of those characters die, because, well, apart from Jesse, much later, who dies later, who are you going on a revenge quest for? And Joel's, like, mysteriously off screen. And I just think it would be, because, okay, if you, I just do not understand how you would go through Seattle day 1, day 2, day 3, get back for what, episode 6, and then you show Joel dying, and like, oh, here's why she went on the revenge quest. But the thing is, even when they're out on Seattle day 1, day 2, day 3, and whatever, they talk about what happened. And I can't see a show as sophisticated as this, like, saying, oh, when he died. Because if you, like, okay, if you had Ellie and Dina out and about, and, oh, revenge quest, Joel's mysteriously not with us. Oh, when he died, over and over again, and saying, like, because there's even the conversation when they're walking, like, hey, when they went and killed Joel, why do you think they didn't finish off the rest of us? I think it would become too obvious. Again, I know you've got the difference with, like, well, actually, no, it's not different, because when Abby's talking about, she doesn't just go, oh, we need to go after him, we need to kill him. She says, like, we're after Joel. Because if we see Jesse alive before she leaves for Seattle, and Joel's mysteriously off screen, and she's going, hey, I want to avenge him, and Joel's not there, who else could that possibly be? It's not going to be Seth, is it? So, yeah, I think... Because the way I'm sort of looking at this now, right, okay. You do episode 2 is the infiltration and Joel's death. Or at the bare minimum, she's beating him up by the end of episode 2. Or... oh, it depends where you want to put a cliffhanger, I suppose. Because there is no sort of, apart from when you finish your gaming session and you save and you go back the next day, there is no cliffhangers really, like episode cliffhangers. Okay, so let's take episodes 2 and 3. And episode 2 looks like the Jackson infiltration, as well as some build-up, some leaning towards Abby. Because as much as you can keep giving us pre the 5 years or during the 5 years flashback stuff and whatever, you can't delay Abby's character that long, can you? Really? Yeah, you can't really delay that too long. So, yeah, I think bare minimum, like, you set up, at least, Abby. Because it's literally, what is it? Okay, she gets to the top of that hill. So in the game, she gets to the top of that hill where she looks like she is. Although the group is still with her. She gets to the top of there. Maybe that's where they have like a disagreement or something and the group splits off. Because then Abby splits off from Owen after talking about Mel being pregnant. And then basically slips down a bunch of stuff, runs away from some infected, crawls past the fence, and then Joel is there. So, because again, as much as you can keep telling these little other bits and pieces of story with Ellie and Joel, how much more story can from this moment? But anyway, let's say it is, you know, it could be episode 6, episode 7. Maybe they decide to do it as a season finale. I just do not get how you do the Seattle days without that. So what I could also do here in terms of predictions is lay out, okay, so episode 1 had this happen, where do we go next? So I'm thinking episode 2, you do Jackson infiltration, you do the lead up to her killing Joel. That possibly bleeds into episode 3, because what you could do with episode 3 is have, like, okay, him, because you could have him be, like, in peril at the end of episode 2, and then episode 3 is him actually getting killed, and then you have the, like, the house walk thing, whatever, with Like when Ellie goes and visits the house and stuff and smells his jacket and gets his gun and they arrange to go to Seattle. You could end Ellie's bit of the story there by starting the walk into Seattle. You could even maybe have a scene possibly where, like, they walk into You know, in the game when it cuts to like you're in the woods and you're both on horseback. Maybe you finish it there. There's also room in there if you wanted to have some post Joel Death Abby scenes. So that could be going back to the stadium. That could be possibly some Isaac stuff. We did see in the Days Ahead trailer that Isaac is talking to one of the Scars, and they're talking about like how he's gonna lose. So you could have some of that there, maybe, because that could maybe be some teasers of like, here's what Isaac is up to. That will pretty much be about episode 3, and then episode 4 you have. See, here's the thing for me, and I don't know how other people do or don't struggle with this, right? Because there is so many little things that happen in this game, I can't or I always can't remember all of it at once. Seattle Day One, I'm pretty sure is. Oh, that would be with. Would that be the TV station? They you could maybe end that in the theater. Yeah, maybe you end. So it'd be episode. Would that be episode 4, I said? Yeah, episode 4. You end in the theater. And that, I think, is the end of day one, if I'm not mistaken. Because you could have the I'm pregnant reveal. You could have the spores thing. They also did say as well that they're going to introduce like a particular reason that the spores are around. So you could do that for that episode and have have that come in. Because I think that would be, would that be the train cart stuff? Yeah, that would be in there, so you'd have that. It doesn't look like they're going to be stuck there for too long. And you could have some of those bits going on. Again, you could have more stuff maybe with Isaac. I've also, again, you've still got Gale in there. We've got things like a cat as well. Now they don't necessarily say that she died in the game. But I was wondering if you would like have to deal with her at some point. That's around about where we could be with episode 4. Again, there might be new bits and pieces, other kind of stuff. And maybe you end at the theater. And an episode, what would that be, 5 next year? 5 could then be, and I'm gonna have to do this each time, by the way, because once we know we're at the end of a certain episode, I can then more accurately, or possibly accurately, predict where we might go after that. So 5 could then be Seattle Day 2. I believe that's where, yeah, that would then lead up to Jesse and the sort of, did you think I'd let you do this on your own part? That's where you'd have to shoot some dogs. That would be Hillcrest as well. Again, I don't know. We don't know necessarily how much Abby we're gonna see, because we know this is a two-sided story. We don't know how much of that of Abby we're gonna see, because once we flip the perspective, because who knows, maybe season 3 doesn't have much Bella Ramsey in it and it's more Caitlin Dever as Abby. I don't know. So you do some of that, and then you could have. Which episode are we predicting? 5. I think the entirety of 6 is the birthday. The birthday episode, because you've got a lot to get through there, right? You've got plus you could possibly tie that in. You're gonna have to have the Youth War scene at some point. That's a flashback. I'm trying to remember exactly what place that is in the game. I'm pretty sure that's before the birthday episode. See, I can tell you a lot of stuff that happens in The Last of Us Part 2. I can't always quite exactly tell you what scene comes after what exact scene, because you have flashbacks and the structure is interesting. And then episode. Because you could nicely tie up. So, yeah, the episode 4. Yeah. Episode 4, get to theater, that's day 1 finished. Episode 5, you do day 2 and part of day 3. It doesn't necessarily have to be like one episode Seattle day 1, one episode Seattle day 2, one episode Seattle day 3. You can blend some of that stuff together. And episode 5 could end... Where could episode 5 end? What about if that ends with, and you swore, and then episode 6 is the birthday? Because even though I can't quite remember exactly which way around the birthday bit and the you swore bit is, they could just change that anyway for the show. So me predicting what way around that's going to be doesn't really quite matter. But if you have the sting of the you swore, end of episode 5, end of Seattle Day 2, maybe? And then episode 6 is like... Because episode 6 could be the sort of episode 3 of... Like, that's the sort of special, not bottle episode, but special sort of separate episode, and you have the entirety of that in there. And then episode 7 could just be Seattle Day 3, breaking off from Jesse. Jesse goes back, Owen and Mel get killed, and you wrap it up at the theatre. We do have other stuff still to get through, things like finding strings, things like finding out what happened with Eugene, obviously seeing the scenes with him there. Possibly some more Gale stuff. But yeah, that's I would line that up roughly to where we could be. See, I just don't know how you get through all those bits I just mentioned without revealing that Joel is dead. I just do not see how you do that. Maybe you do, and maybe I'm not thinking of something. But I just don't get it. Alright, that's pretty much... I was trying to think if there's anything else I was gonna talk about for this. But... Okay, so when could I be surprised as to when Joel's not dead? So, I think at least some sort of in peril scene at the end of episode 2. I don't know how you get past, like, let's say he's not dead by the end of episode 3. Again, there's just the block there. I just don't get how you, like, what do you... And if it's not going to be Joel dying or Seattle Day 1, Day 2, Day 3, what other story are you telling? Again, I know there's new original stuff and there's the 5-year gap thing. Although we've gone past that, haven't we? Because, yeah, we jumped 5 years later in this episode. I know you can still go back to that point and tell us new stuff, but there's still plenty for us to get to. Yeah, just don't see how past like episode 3, because okay, if he's not dead by the end of it, by the maximum the end of episode 3, what are you doing for episode 4? Plus I think it would be emotionally impactful. Let's say you have him be dead and the you swore scene before the birthday episode. Then it would be like, hey, look how happy these two are, and he's dead, and they had a falling out, but look how happy they were on this one day. I think it would work best that way. Now, not to get into what I think are, like, actual show spoilers, I'm seeing a lot of people now, maybe some people are breaking their NDAs out there, I don't know. Most people are predicting... episode 2 for him to be dead. A lot of people are saying like it's going to happen with episode 2. I don't know if those people know that happens in episode 2 or they're just going, right, pretty sure it's episode 2. But there's a good chunk of people saying they think it's episode 6. But then somebody the other day in a Reddit thread that I read said, okay, Joel dies in episode 2 and the birthday episode is episode 6. I don't know if that person knows that that's happening and they're saying that or if that's their prediction, but that's my, from now, that's my prediction. I think what you do is you kill him at the end of episode 2, that's the nasty cliffhanger, and in episode 3 could be, you know, the house thing, and then setting off for Seattle. See, I know I just gave you two different versions of predictions, but one of them is based on, okay, Joel dying slightly later, and Joel dying in episode 2, but again, I don't know which episode it's gonna happen in. Who knows, maybe I'm sitting here after episode 4 and he's still not dead, then I'll just be more confused, because I don't know what you do, I just don't know, I do not know how you tell the Seattle story days, like, okay, Revenge Quest, Joel is nowhere to be seen, and they literally talk about what happened when they're out in the Seattle days, particularly Dina's big conversation about, like, okay, Why do you think they didn't finish us off? I just don't get how you skirt around that or mention, like, oh, he's dead. People are going to... I know some people are not as smart when it comes to things, but there will be too many people out there that will just be able to guess that he's gone. And I think you will have missed the emotional impact of that if you don't do it the quote-unquote right way around. I think that's pretty much what I've got. Again, I'm going to have to get used to my own format here of doing it this way. I know I said as well that I was going to do this episode Thursday, Friday, but I realised I had some time today, and of course it's just what's on my mind at the moment. So I thought I would do it today. I don't know if it's always going to be on Mondays or Thursdays or Fridays. See, the way I thought of doing it in my mind is like, okay, you just do it step by step through the week. But I don't know that I need to do that, so I might, if it's Monday, Tuesday night or something, do my second watch and then do this podcast. So yeah, maybe these episodes will be Monday instead of Friday. I know that might throw some of you off or something like that. But it feels like it works better this way. Rather than me kind of waiting from Sunday night, let's call it, up until Friday. So yeah, anyway. We'll just see how it goes. This spoiler version of this bonus podcast, I can guess I can do kind of whenever I want, but it feels like it works to do it earlier rather than waiting until Thursday, Friday. So let me know what you think anyway, as a listener, what works kind of for you. Yeah, so we'll see where we're at the end of next episode. So yeah, Jackson infiltration, Abby getting involved in doing something to do with Joel. If she's not crawling past that fence and Joel picks her up in episode 2, then it has to be an episode. It just has to be in episode 3 at the latest. So yeah, I don't know. Some people are saying like, okay, you might not want to devastate the audience there early. Some of this same audience is the same audience that watch things like Game of Thrones and Walking Dead and whatever else. You don't have to always do, especially Game of Thrones, you don't have to always do big deaths, season finale, season premiere. I know Walking Dead had a big thing of like both the mid-season episodes and the season premieres and the finales, the sort of 4 special episodes of trying to deliberately bookend their end of their stories for that and doing the big deaths then. You don't have to do it that way. Yeah, so, I mean, what episode was like the Red Wedding? That wasn't that like a mid-season episode or something, the Red Wedding? Plus, like, you know, the big one from season 1 of Game of Thrones was in like episode 9. So you don't have to do it episode 1 or episode 7. So we'll just have to wait and see. Anyway, when do you think Joel is going to die? How do you think it's all going to lay out? And how much story do you think we'll be able to tell after that until the end of the season? Do you think that it happens in episode 6 or 7? If you do, please explain that to me. How you think that that works, particularly the Seattle days. How do you think, if you're someone who thinks that Joel dies in episode 6 or 7, how on earth do you think that they get through Seattle day 1, day 2, day 3, and avoid talking about Joel dying before that? How do you think that that works? And any of your other predictions, thoughts, theories? Well, not really theories. We're not watching Yellow Jackets or Lost here, but, you know. Anyway, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, Twitter, social media, whatever, eTalkUK and Entertainment Talk, and his information in his show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, Man United podcasts. Check out what we do, of course, my initial review, if you missed it or whatever, from yesterday. You can check that out, and then please come back Wednesday, or whenever after Wednesday, for our normal spoiler review for the episode, but not future spoiler predictions and whatnot. Come back for that on Wednesday, so you can hear, of course, David's going to be here with me for that, so we can break that down with him, get his thoughts, and I'll have to sit there and be quiet at points. So I tell you something, actually, I kind of wondered, and this is just a for me thing, right? Watch the episode, I've got spoiler thoughts, and I've got spoiler free current episode thoughts. which one do I want to get out first? Because I kind of was thinking today, like, okay, I've got spoiler thoughts and I've just given you all of them. Do I want to, like, hold on to that, do the spoiler-free thing, still hold on to them, and then do the spoiler thing? Or do I want to get everything off my chest, spoiler-wise, and then do the spoiler-free, the more relaxed, I don't know, more casual, more relaxed, whatever, spoiler-free episode on Wednesday? And I think it works better to do the spoiler one first. I don't know if it works better for you or for this audience, but it's, I mean, look, I've been avoiding talking about some of this stuff on certain podcasts for 5 years because every single time David's brought up Last of Us 2 on a Geek Town podcast or something like that, there's a lot of things I just haven't been able to talk about. So it's good that I can get that out beforehand, I suppose. Anyway, we'll see how all the scheduling and stuff like that goes. But yeah, come back for Wednesday for the review episode, and then you can get our thoughts on the actual scenes of the episode as well. And then, yeah, I've got some other podcasts we're doing. Of course, Gaming Talk tomorrow for Tuesday, we're going to be doing that, and other things as well. So, yeah, check us out, entertainmenttalk.org, podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk, which I'm guessing you found either one of those if you're listening to this. For TV, games, films, main night podcasts, you can support us, of course, by listening to more episodes, word of mouth, social media. If someone mentions some of your podcasts along, please tell them about the podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, every podcast review options. TV and film news, speaking of David, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays and geektown.co.uk through the week for your TV and your film news. So there's that. And you can, of course, check us out on YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays. I did do a No Return stream, you can check that out, and some other just, you know, random fun bits and pieces over on YouTube. That's Entertainment Talk Plays. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you either for Wednesday's podcast. I mean, if you're listening to this, I'm assuming you're coming back Wednesday to hear our, because you haven't really heard my, like, breakdown review of the episode yet, have you? Or David's, or both of us together. So I'm assuming you're going to come back for Wednesday. So I'll see you then. And for us spoiler people, let's see where the hell we end up at the end of episode 2. All right, thanks everybody for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.